Hey y'all, welcome to the Silver Spoon Podcast. I'm your host, Kennedy Alsop. Alrighty y'all, so May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and for the next four episodes or so, we are going to be talking about how your mental health can affect your personal finance journey. Now you're probably wondering, why is a personal finance podcast talking about mental health awareness? Well, this personal finance podcast is about more than just money, but about wellness, mental health, and other things too. So I think it's important that we chat about how our mental health can affect our personal finances, especially being a citizen of the United States. I feel like a majority, especially of people in my generation and younger, have been either diagnosed or walking around undiagnosed with some form of anxiety, depression, and maybe ADHD just based off of the environments that we grow up in, namely these computer screens that we're always in front of, but also a number of other things as well as we transition through the different phases of our lives and are met with different information that really changes the way that we think about the world around us and how we feel about it. And honestly, it can have some negative effects. And so I want to talk about a little bit today how anxiety, depression, and ADHD can show up in our personal financial journey. Now, I am by no means a licensed therapist or even financial therapist. So this is all information that I was able to put together based on being a person with a computer and the internet. Those are my only credentials. So in a later episode this month, we will have a licensed financial therapist on to chat a little bit with us about how mental health can affect our personal finance journey and how we can become more in tune with our mental health so that we can develop plans that are more effective for us. But since she is not here with us today, I want to just give a little information about how these different things can show up in our lives. Now, don't take this and self-diagnose. It's always important to get a second opinion. But I just thought it was a little interesting to see how anxiety, depression, and ADHD can show up in our personal finances if we don't realize it. So let's dive in. So starting with anxiety, we are going to call this person the avoider. Anxiety can wreak havoc on our finances in a surprising number of ways, both through avoidance behaviors and impulsive actions. Here are some signs to look out for. People with financial anxiety might dread checking their bank statements or opening bills. They'll let them pile up and eventually begin to incur late fees. This is known as avoidance, and it can also begin to extend to other areas like creating a budget or even looking or seeking any kind of financial planning, which is going to ultimately make it more difficult to get a handle on the situation. The avoider may be susceptible to overspending. Anxiety can lead to impulsive spending as a way to cope with stress. This might involve retail therapy or picking up expensive hobbies or even gambling. On the other side of the spectrum, the avoider may also become obsessively frugal. Anxiety can manifest in extreme penny pinching and a reluctance to spend on anything but the bare essentials. While frugality is a good thing, it can become unhealthy when it restricts your quality of life. The avoider may also be susceptible to workaholic tendencies, as some with anxiety may throw themselves into work in an attempt to feel more secure. This can lead to burnout and neglecting other important aspects of their lives. Anxiety can also manifest in physical ways, in things like trouble sleeping or stomach aches or headaches, maybe when a due date or something is looming or potentially a conversation is coming up, or maybe when you're getting ready to budget, you might have a headache or you might feel like you have a stomach ache. I know not and personal finance, but sometimes I feel socially awkward. And so like when I get anxious about social situations, I get this like butterfly feeling that TMI, sorry, almost feels like I have to go to the restroom, but it's not that. But it's kind of like my stomach gets to flipping in that way. So that can work very similarly in financial situations as well. Moving on to the unbothered. So these are people with depression. Depression can negatively impact your finances in several ways, affecting both your ability to manage your money and your income itself. So as I run through these different ways that depression can show up in our personal finance journey, you may recognize some of them from anxiety, as I feel like a lot of these mental health ailments often have very overlapping symptoms, which can make it a little hard to identify, which is why I think it's important that you seek a second opinion. But let's dive in. So the unbothered may experience reduced motivation. A core symptom of depression is a lack of motivation, which can extend to your financial task as well. Like keeping up with budgeting, bill paying, or even opening the mail can feel overwhelming and ultimately get neglected. The unbothered can also be susceptible to impulsive spending. While it may seem counterintuitive, some people use spending as a way to cope by seeking a temporary mood boost. This can lead to impulse purchases and ultimately the racking up of debt. The unbothered may also experience financial disorganization, where they are already in a headspace where it's difficult to focus or concentrate, and it'd make it even harder to organize their finances. And this can lead to more missed payments, more late fees, and a general feeling of just being not on top of your money. The way that the unbothered may start to see negative impacts in their reality is through a decrease in their job performance and ultimately their income. Depression can significantly impact your ability to focus, as I mentioned, but it can also impact your ability to be productive and maintain a positive attitude at work. This can lead to performance issues, reduced hours, or even job loss. All of these things will, of course, ultimately have a negative impact on your income. The last thing for the unbothered is that they may neglect self-care. When you feel depressed, basic tasks like healthy eating or even just getting enough sleep can feel so impossible, and they ultimately can fall by the wayside. This can lead to increased healthcare costs if medical conditions worsen, or it can lead to just increased overall negativity in your environment. The last is the disorganized or ADHD, having ADHD. So the way that ADHD can show up is also going to have a lot of the same things. Being disorganized, ADHD often affects the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for planning and organization. This can lead to messy financial records, misplaced bills, and difficulty keeping track of due dates, leading to late fees and penalties. There's also an impulsivity. They may struggle with impulsive spending and be attracted to instant gratification and finding it difficult to resist the urge to buy something new or exciting. This can lead to debt and a lack of funds for important things. The disorganized may be prone to procrastination. Tasks like budgeting, bill paying, or tracking expenses can feel tedious and overwhelming for someone with ADHD. Procrastination can lead to missed deadlines, late fees, and a general feeling of being behind in their finances. ADHD can also affect time management. It can be difficult to manage your time and make it hard to stick to a budget or even financially plan. You might underestimate how much time certain tasks take, leading to rushed decisions or missed opportunities. And the last way that ADHD can show up is through forgetfulness. You may forget important dates like bill due dates, leading to late payments and potential service interruptions. You might also forget about subscriptions or recurring charges, which will drain your account unexpectedly. So these are different ways that ADHD, depression, and anxiety can show up in our personal finance journey. As I mentioned, one, a lot of these overlap. So it could be that you might experience more of one symptom versus another. You also may be experiencing both, like anxiety and ADHD, or depression and ADHD, or depression and anxiety, or what have you. So always get a second opinion, but I'm just here to spread just some information on how this can impact you, so that perhaps it can help you get more in tune with yourself, because it's important that you take care of yourself and nurture you so that you can create the world that you want to have around you. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to rate the show and shout us out at the Silver Spoon Pod on Instagram and TikTok. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Be sure to share this episode link with a friend, because we all deserve a spoonful of abundance. Until next time.